还是先低头一起祷告。
We have a prayer。
主，求你今天的早上，你的宝血在这里划定界限。
Lord, may your precious blood be your boundary today。
主，求你的圣灵在血的印记上面运行。
May your Holy Spirit be with us as your blood。
主，在我们的血中可以得蒙你自己赦免我们的过患。
Your blood that you forgive our sins。
主，在你圣灵的里面，你来释放我们。
In your Holy Spirit, you deliver us。
主，叫我们可以敞着脸来注视你的荣美。
So we can look at your glorious face。
叫我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
To worship you in spirit and in truth。
主，我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
We are all sinners who are。
我们把我们心中的感谢和赞美献给你。
We praise you and offer our gratefulness。
求你今天早上与我们同在。
May you be with us this morning。
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ。
好，我们今天早上要从约翰福音第四章来看一个主题。
This morning we'll look at John chapter 4。
就是关于敬拜的问题。
It's about worship。
这一段的圣经讲到一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
This chapter talks about a Samaritan woman。
我们从第一节读到四十二节的时候。
From verse 1 to verse 42。
我们会看见这个女子有一个转变。
We see there's a transformation on this woman。
头一半是她是一个很愁苦的一个人，一个妇女。
In the first part, it's a sorrowful woman。
后一半我们看见她是一个很快乐而且很自由的一个女子。
In the second part, she's a joyful woman。
所以我们从这样一个这一个人的转变，我们会找到他那一个的转捩点。
We can see the point on her transformation。
是因为他得着了主耶稣基督。
It is because she received Jesus Christ。
所以我们就从这段里面来看，说这个女子当她还没有遇见耶稣以前，是一个怎样的情形。
So from this chapter, we'll see how she was before she met Jesus Christ.
我们知道她是一位撒玛利亚的妇女。
We know that she was a Samaritan woman.
她已经有五个丈夫。
She already has five husbands.
她现在还有一个男的。
And there's a man in her life.
这个男的却不属于她。
Who is not her husband.
然后这个女子她也知道要敬拜神。
And this woman knows she needs to worship God.
她就跟她以为敬拜的地方是要在一个特别的一个所在。
She thought there's a special place for worshiping.
所以她说我们撒玛利亚人是在基利心山上。
She said that we Samaritans worship in the mountain of Gerizim.
这是这个女子的光景。
This is the circumstance of this woman.
她有一天就出来打水。
One day she came out to draw water.
圣经上说她是在午正的时候，中午的时候。
According to the scripture, it's in the noon.
那这个午正啊，有人说是中午十二点。
And somebody say it is at about 12 in the noon.
有人说是傍晚六点。
Someone say it's about 6 o'clock p.m.
一个是中午十二点的话是照着犹太人的算法。
According to the calculation of Jews, it is 12 in the noon.
如果是下午六点的话是照着罗马人的算法。
According to the calculation of Romans, it's 6 p.m.
我个人比较倾向于是那个中午十二点的时候。
I personally believe it's about 12 noon.
因为犹太人如果是在傍晚的话，他们去打水。
Because Jew, if Jew come to draw water around 9.
他们是成群结队的妇女们去打水。
And the women will be in groups to draw the water.
但是在这里记载的是，这一个女子是那么单独的，那么孤单的来打水。
But this woman is by her alone.
所以从这里我们就会看见说，这里有一个孤单的女子。
So from here we can see a lonely woman.
另外这个女子也是一个心灵干渴的女子。
A thirsty woman in spirit.
这个女子也是没有保障的。
And a woman without safety.
好像她拥有很多，但是却又不是属于她。
Looks like she had much, but nothing belongs to her.
这个女子也是不知道活在世上要拜什么。
And this woman do not know who to worship.
虽然她也是在山上在那边拜神，但是却不知道拜什么。Even
though she worshiped in the mountain, she still don't know who she worshiped.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样综合来看，这个女子是一个，实在是一个很可怜的女孩子。
In summary, we know that this is a miserable woman.
她被罪捆绑。
She's in the bondage of sin.
那她心灵也是那样的孤单干渴。
And have a lonely and thirsty heart.
所以有一天她来打水。
So one day she came to draw the water.
我想是她天天都是这样来打水。
Maybe this is her daily routine.
但是都没有事情发生。
And nothing happened.
但是有一天她来打水的时候。
But one day when she draw water.
她发现在这个井旁有一个人。
She find one by the well.
而且这个人是什么？是一个，对他来说是一个外邦人。
A Gentile to her.
因为不是他们国家的人。
It is not from her own country.
而且又是一个男的。It's
a male.
所以这是一幅一个在井旁一男一女摆在那边。There's
a picture of one man and a woman by the well.
好，我们再来看看主耶稣怎么会在那里。
Let's have a look why Jesus will be there.
其实我们知道说主耶稣是跟他的门徒们一路走过来。
We know Jesus was with his disciples.
而且他已经走路疲乏了。
And he was tired after walking.
他门徒们就进到城里面去买东西。
His disciples went to the city for food.
圣经里面记载说主耶稣要从犹大到加利利去。
And the scripture said that Jesus went from Judea to Galilee.
如果我们稍微知道一点地理位置的话，这犹太在这个地方。
If we knew about geography, we know that Judea is here.
加利利是在上面。
And Galilee is up.
那中间就是撒玛利亚。
And what's in the middle is Samaritan.
那通常犹太人不是这样直接上去的。
Usually, Jews will not go straight up.
他们是啊，是。 往右边走,
they will go right first,
再往上面走,
and go, then go up,
再往左边走,
and then turn left.
他们要过一条河, 叫做约旦河,
they will cross a river called River of Jordan.
为什么要呢? 为什么要这样子?
Why?
因为是犹太人和撒玛利亚人不来往,
because Jews have no association with Samaritan.
用今天的话来说, 种族问题,
in today's words, it's a racial problem.
既然是不来往嘛，那我们就不过去。
Because they have no association, so they wouldn't cross their land.
但是好奇怪，圣经这样说，主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
But surprisingly, the scripture says that Jesus must go through that land.
对其他的犹太人来说，不能够这样做。
To other Jews, you can never go through that land.
但不知道为什么，对主耶稣来说。
But we don't know why, for Jesus Christ,
且必须经过撒玛利亚。
He must go through this land.
我们从这一章的圣经, 我们可以找出两个原因来。
For this chapter, we can see two reasons.
那第一个原因, 他说, 主耶稣说, 他要来遵行神的旨意。
The first reason, Jesus said, I came to follow the will of my Father.
所以主耶稣因为要遵行神的旨意，所以他必须要经过撒玛利亚。Because
he wants to follow the will of God, he must go through Samaria.
而这个神的旨意又是他的食物。
And this will is his food.
所以主耶稣他 有一个食物他要来他来他要来享受它。
There's a food for Jesus that he can enjoy.
而这个食物就是他要来遵行神的旨意。
And this food is following the will of his father.
所以主耶稣来治理就是要来遵行神的旨意。
So Jesus came here to follow the will of his father.
这是第一个原因。
This is the first reason.
第二个原因他知道父差遣来的父。
The second reason, he knew that the father who sent him,
他在那边找一种人。
He seeks a group of people.
他在那边寻找用心灵和诚实来敬拜父的人。
He seeks the worshipper who worship in spirit and in truth.
为了这个原因他要来到撒玛利亚。
For this reason, he came to Samaria.
因为在那里有人想要来敬拜神。
Because there was women who longed to worship.
所以主耶稣要来找他。
So Jesus came to find her.
他要把来敬拜神的道路来指示他。
So give her a way to worship God.
所以他必须经过撒玛利亚。
So he must go through Samaria.
所以在这里就有一个人从城里出来，有一个人从外面过来。
So there's a man come out of the city and there's a man come from outside.
所以门徒们走了，剩下主耶稣还有那个妇人。
And disciples had left, only Jesus and the woman were there.
弟兄姊妹们，我们来读这一段圣经的时候，
When we read this chapter,
你们知道谁先说话吗？
Do you know who speaks first?
谁先说话？
对，
这个一男一女摆在这边，谁先讲话
？A man and woman who speak first?
谁先说话？是谁？是主耶稣先讲话呢，还是那个妇人先讲话
？Lord Jesus or the women?
你们说是谁？耶稣。
Jesus.
耶稣说什么
？What did Jesus say?
我们来看一下，好不好
？Let us see.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们一起念，好吧？
念
最后一句话就好，或者我们念第七节。有一个，耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”
When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?"
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，当你来读这一句话的时候，主耶稣说：“请你给我水喝。”你会觉得主耶稣是一位怎样的人
？I don't know how.Would you feel when you heard this word?
好，那个这个撒玛利亚妇人听到这个声音的时候，她怎么回答？我们来看一下。
What's the reply of the Samaritan woman?
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们一起来念。对她说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人来要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来。”我再念一次给你们听啊。
I read again.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太的男人。”
The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jewish man."
怎么像我这个撒玛利亚的妇人
？How come you ask for a Samaritan woman?
要水喝呢
？For a drink.
那。原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
For Jews does not associate with a Samaritan.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个开场白
，This beginning
是从主耶稣开始的。
It's from Lord Jesus.
主耶稣知道这个妇人道德行为不好。
He knows that this woman has a moral problem.
他知道这个妇人的孤单。
He knows the loneliness of the woman.
他也知道这个妇人的干渴。
He knows the thirstiness of the women.
主耶稣也知道犹太人和外邦人不来往，哎，撒玛利亚人不来往。
And he knew the separation between Jews and the Samaritan.
而且主耶稣也知道，在这个光天化日之下
，and in this midnoon light，
在一个那么明亮的环境里面
such a bright environment
一个男的人男人跟女人开始对话
a man began a conversation with a woman
弟兄姊妹如果你是那一个妇人你会有作何想法
if you were that Samaritan woman what would you think
那么我再说一下那犹太人和撒玛利亚人不来往
let me say it again Jews have no association with Samaritans
但是主耶稣来了他就跟这一个撒玛利亚妇人说话
but Jesus came and talked to this Samaritan woman
因为主耶稣是要来遵行神的旨意
because he came to follow the will of his father
犹太人跟撒玛利亚可以有间隔
there's separation between Jews and Samaritans
但是神所差来的耶稣基督跟世人不能有间隔
but Jesus Christ who sent by God have no separation with human
所以主耶稣把这个间隔把它破打拆毁掉。
So our Lord Jesus broken the separation wall.
把第二个犹太的男人和撒玛利亚的妇人是不讲话的。
And the second point, the Jewish man would never talk to Samaritan women.
但是主耶稣在这里不仅仅跟他讲话。
But Jesus not only talked to her.
而且跟他求水喝。
But also asked for her for something.
我不知道一个人很渴的时候
I don't know when a man was thirsty
而且又碰到一个陌生人
and there's a stranger there
又碰到是一个种族不一样的
a woman of different race
而且这个种族又跟你之间是不来往的
and no association in between
我不知道你我会不会跟他要水喝
would you ask a drink from her?
但是那一天主耶稣跟他说夫人请你给我水喝
But that day Jesus asked the woman for a drink
主耶稣把那一个尊严把它放下了
Our Lord Jesus put down his honor
主耶稣把他自己降卑下来
He humbled himself
为这世上边可以来靠近这一个有需要的女子
to come to the woman who is in need
门徒们称耶稣基督是拉比
disciples call Lord Jesus Rabbi
你知道犹太人的拉比
for Jews the title of Rabbi
当他们在出外走路的时候他们不看女孩子的
When they walk outside on the street, they will never look at women.
他们也不跟女孩子讲话的。
And they never talk to women.
就算是他的太太从遇见了他的太太，也不跟他打招呼的。
Even when he met his wife, he wouldn't salute to her wife.
这是拉比他们认为的尊贵的身份。
This is so-called the honor of a rabbi.
但是没有想到在这里有一位的拉比。
But here was a rabbi.
不仅仅跟妇女讲话
But only talked to a woman.
而且是跟不来往的妇女讲话
But talked to a woman has no association.
而且是跟一个道德不好的女子讲话
A woman with moral problems.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣把他的尊严放下
Our Lord put down his honor.
为这事要来靠近有需要的
to come to men who are in need
我们也知道主耶稣他是人子
we know that our Lord Jesus is son of man
他是道成肉身来到地上的人子
the world become flesh tabernacle among us
所以主耶稣说他来了
he came
那么尊贵的神的儿子来到地上
such an honorable son of God
却是要来寻找拯救世上的人
to seek and save people who are lost
他来了是要叫人得生命
he came so that man can have life
他知道摆在他面前的就是一个世上的灵魂
before him is a lost soul
他来了就是要把生命给他
he came to give the life to her
但是怎么来靠近他
but how do he approach this woman
他不仅仅从高天来到地上
He not only just came from the high heaven
他在这一个人的面前
But before this woman
把自己降卑下。
He humbled himself.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣的伟大。
This is the greatness of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们人啊都有尊严。
Brothers and sisters, we all have our own honor.
我们常常把这个尊严就变成了人与人之间的间隔。
Oftentimes, our own honor becomes a separation between us and other people.
因着尊严，我们不愿意跟一些人来往。
And we are not willing to be associated with someone else.
有时候我们做错了一些的事情。
Sometimes we did something wrong.
我们的尊严不肯跟人家道歉。
And because of our honor, we wouldn't like to apologize.
叫彼此之间的间隔越来越深。
So that the separation has become deeper and deeper.
弟兄们，这个尊严可能是你的成见。
And this honor may be your.
个尊严可能是你的骄傲。
Maybe your pride.
个尊严可能是你的个性。
Maybe your character.
但是不管怎么样，你不能够叫神的恩典从你身上流出去。
But no matter what, the grace of God cannot flow from you.
但是这一天主耶稣来。
But this day Jesus came.
他把所有的尊严都摆下。
He put down all his honors.
来靠近一个有需要的灵魂。
To come to the women in need.
而这主耶稣就讲，我要把活水赐给你。
And Jesus said, I will give you living water.
这个妇人来了，她要打的是个井水。
The women came to draw water from the well.
主耶稣告诉她，你喝了还要再渴。
And Jesus told her that you drink this water and you will be thirsty again.
但是我赐给你的。
But I give you the water.
就叫你永远不渴。
If you drink this water, you will never thirst.
你喝了这个井水，你得不得满足。
You drink this water from well, you still will not be satisfied.
就算是满足了，是暂时的。
Even their satisfaction is very temporal.
为什么？因为你明天还要再来。
Why? Because you need to come tomorrow.
而我要赐给你的。
I will give you a water.
不仅仅是暂时的。
Not a temporal water.
而且是可以存到永远的。
It lasts to eternal.
而且要在你的腹中流出活水的江河。
In your womb is like a living water of river.
要在你的里面成为泉源。
Become a spring of water.
只涌到永生。
Welling up to eternal life.
在这里主要给的是那么好。
Such a wonderful thing.
这个妇人要不要？
Did this woman want it?
她说好，我要。
And this woman said,
她说先生，求你把这水赐给我。
Sir, please give me this water.
一面叫我不再来这里打水。
So I will be thirst no more.
一面叫我不再渴。
And I don't have to come that far to draw the water.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣给不给？
Did Jesus give him? Give her?
要的，主耶稣就给他。
Whoever asked, Jesus will give.
但是主耶稣的回答很特别，他说。
But our Lord's answer was very special.
他说：“你去。”
He said, "Go."
叫你的丈夫。
Call your husband.
也到这里来。
To come here also.
主耶稣不是要给他，这个妇人不是要他求活水吗？
Didn't that the woman ask for living
water? 那为什么主耶稣要叫他的丈夫来这里？
Why ask her husband to come?
因为他主知道这个妇人拦阻他得到活水的那个原因是什么？
Because Jesus knows that the obstacle to the living water is what?
所以叫你的丈夫来。
Call your husband.
这个女子回答说，我没有丈夫。
The woman answered that, I have no husband.
主耶稣说，不错。
Jesus said, you're right.
主耶稣知道说她讲的话是真的。
Jesus knew that she said.
但是主耶稣知道她内心的深处。
But Jesus knew that deep in her heart.
她说，你已经有五个丈夫。
You have had five husbands.
你现在有的。
What you have now,
表示你已经有六个了。
It's counted to six.
但是现在你拥有的还不是你的。
What you have now is not yours.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等痛苦的人生。
What a painful life it is.
一个妇人有了五个。
A woman have had five husbands.
现在有的还不是她。
And the one she had now.
因为在她的人生的婚姻的遭遇里面是何等的痛苦。
What a painful experience.
主耶稣让她来面对她的自己。
Our Lord led her to face herself.
她这个妇人又开始从这里转到一个方向。
And the woman turns to another topic.
她说，我们拜神，我们要来敬拜神。
She said that we come to worship God.
你们犹太人说要在耶路撒冷。
Jews worship in Jerusalem.
我们撒玛利亚人说要在这个山上。
We Samaritans worship in this mountain.
弟兄姊妹，一面主耶稣把他引到他婚姻的问题。
On one side, Jesus led her to face herself.
那么这个妇人好像忽然之间你知道她里头比这个丈夫这个家的问题还有个更深的问题藏在她心灵的深处。
And on the other side, suddenly the woman realized there's a deeper need in her heart that she needs to worship God.
那一个就是关于敬拜神的问题。
That is about worshiping.
这一个女子也是很可怜。
And it's very pitiful for this woman.
她照着她的祖宗，跟着她的祖宗，跟着她的一代一代，在这个山上敬拜神。
According to their fathers, this woman, the generation after generation, they worship on this mountain.
名字叫做敬拜耶和华神。
It is called worshiping Jehovah the God.
因为撒玛利亚人也是拜旧约的耶和华神。
Because Samaritans, they worship Jehovah.
但是他们不知道耶和华是谁。
But they do not know the one they worship.
他们也不知道他们拜的是什么。
They do not know who they worship.
所以他心灵的深处那么的饥渴。
So there's a thirst deep in her heart.
这一个才是他真正心灵干渴的原因。
That is a true reason of the thirst in her heart.
她不知道拜什么。
She do not know who to worship.
外面有一个宗教的生活。
Outside there's a religious life.
但是道德可以很败坏。
But a corrupted moral.
虽然拥有了，却不满足。
Although has a lot, but will never be satisfied.
身体也是那么干渴。
And have a thirsty body.
按理来说，有丈夫应该是成为她的保障。
If she had a husband, that should be her protection.
但是她却必须要日正当中的时候，孤孤单单的，不好意思的，怎么样来到井旁打水喝。
But she had to come to the well to draw water alone in the middle of the day.
所以他的身心灵都干渴。
Her body, her soul, and her spirit is in thirst.
所以外面的缺乏受到里头的缺乏。
And the lackness outside reveals the lackness inside.
那个最深的原因是因为不知道活在世上的时候在拜什么。
The deepest reason is that she do not know who to worship.
所以主耶稣就跟他讲说，拜神啊，要敬拜神，不是地点的问题。
So Jesus said to her that it's not a problem of place to worship God.
而是在你内心的深处，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
But you need to worship in spirit and in truth.
或者我用再白一点的话来说，你要来敬拜父神。
Let me use another word. You need to come to worship God.
第一，你必须要真。
First, you have to be in truth.
第二，你必须要用你的心灵最深处的心灵来敬拜神。
And second, it is deepest in your heart.
这个妇人她知道，她的知识告诉她。
The knowledge of the woman told her,
有一位来了。
There's one to come.
他会告诉我们。
He will tell me.
那个人叫做基督，叫做弥赛亚。
That one is called Christ, the Messiah.
弥赛亚是希伯来话，基督是希腊话。
Messiah is from Hebrew, and Christ is from Greek.
都是同样的意思。
They mean the same thing.
就是神，耶和华神所高的那一位，他来了，他会告诉我。
It means the anointed one of the Lord.
但是这一个女子何等的瞎眼。
But how, what a darkness the woman was in.
站在她面前的这一位的耶稣。
Jesus is before her eye.
她竟然不认识他是谁。
And she cannot recognize him.
只把他当作是个犹太人。
Just treat him like a Jew.
主耶稣就告诉她。
And Jesus told her.
他说我就是他。
The one who speaks to you am he.
那我这个我就是现在和你说话的这个我就是弥赛亚。
The one who speaks to you am he.
弟兄姊妹，在这里主耶稣启示他，他就是弥赛亚。
Here Jesus revealed to her that he is the Messiah.
这位弥赛亚要把活水给他。
Who will give the living water to her?
这位弥赛亚要叫她能够面对她的自己。
So that she can face herself.
这个弥赛亚要能够来真的知道要敬拜神。
To truly worship God.
所以当他说到这里的时候。
So when he said this.
这个妇人怎么样？忽然改变了。
The woman suddenly changed.
她本来是拿着水罐子要来打水的。
She carried the water pot to draw water.
她现在把它丢掉了。
But now she left it.
她飞头跑回去。
She came back to the city.
她就是对众人讲。
And told all others.
她说你们来看有一个人。
Come and see, there's a man.
她说将我素来所行的怎么样都说出来了。
He told me everything I ever did.
她说有一个人把我一生所做的都说出来了。
And there's a woman who told everything that I ever did.
你知道这个妇人在讲什么？
You know what the woman said?
她讲说我已经有了五个丈夫，现在有的还不是我的。
She said, I already have five husbands, and what I have now is not my husband.
记住这一句话讲什么？
What this said?
这一句话以前是她的羞耻。
This is a shameful, shameful thing.
以前是她的耻辱。
It's a shame.
这个是她的很人生的口碑。
It's a shameful thing for her life.
这是她的人生心灵干渴的原因。
That's the reason for her.
这是她痛苦的人生。
That's her pain.
这也是她的那个孤单的人生。
And that's her lonely life.
这是我一直所想逃避的。
This is a thing I want to avoid.
也是我想要把它隐藏起来的。
I want to hide.
不想让人家知道的。
Don't want others to know.
但是今天我敢面对我的自己。
But today I can face it.
这叫做真。
This is truth.
他说有一个人把我所行的都说出来。
There's a man told everything I ever did.
他说莫非这个人就是基督吗？
May this be Christ?
其实他里面有确实的把握，他就是基督。
Actually, she is very confident about that.
她现在要又要把这些人怎么样，把他介绍给他们。
She wants to introduce him to all the others.
其实她就是告诉我们说，我们祖宗所拜的。
She said that our fathers, the one our fathers worship.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们一直期望着有位弥赛亚要来。
You always hope that one to come.
他要告诉我们怎么敬拜神。
So told us how to worship.
现在这个人已经来了。
And now the one has come.
他就是弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
这叫做什么？用灵来敬拜神。
This is worshiping in spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，当什么时候我们的重心转向基督的时候
？Whenever our center is Christ.
那是个敬拜。
That's a worship.
当什么时候我们敢面对我们的失败
？Whenever the center is our failure，
而这个失败不是叫我们捆绑起来
，The failure is not to be our bondage，
是叫我们从这种失败中得着释放。
But he will deliver us from the failure.
是因为耶稣基督赦免我们的过犯。
Because Lord Jesus forgive our sins.
所以我敢面对我的自己。
So I can face myself.
而且我要从这个捆绑中把它离开它。
Get out of the bondage.
教我成为一个自由的人。
So that I can be a free man.
这是一个真。
This is truth.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
他面对的
that she he can face her
是一种新的一个境界
and let a woman face a new circumstance
我不知道弟兄姊妹你来读这后面一段的时候
when you read the last part
你会发现这个女子多跳跃
you'll find how happy
你会发现她的心里面担子都脱下来了
there's a no bondage
因为她知道有一个活的神
Because she knew a living God.
在她的里面好像有个泉源在那里涌出来。
A spring of water dwelling up in her.
当她进城跟这些撒玛利亚人传福音的时候
When he came to the city and shared gospel to the Samaritans.
啊，许多的人怎么样，就被她产生了一个渴慕的心。
And a lot of people have A heart of desire.
他们也愿意来到主耶稣的跟前
Longing to come before the Lord.
所以这个妇人传跟撒玛利亚人传的时候，他们就信了。
When the woman testified about Jesus Christ, the Samaritans believed.
而且他们也来到主耶稣的跟前
And they also came to Jesus.
而且请求耶稣跟他们住在一起
And asked Jesus to stay with them.
而且住了两天
and he stayed 2 days
他们也信了
and they believed
他们又来告诉这个妇人
and they came to tell the woman
他说他们对妇人说现在我们信
now that we believe
啊，不是因为你的话
not because of your word
前面他们说那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣
before I said thatA lot of people in the city believed Jesus.
因为那妇人做见证说
Because the woman testified.
她将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来。
Because the woman testified that he told me everything I ever did.
撒玛利亚人会信耶稣。
The Samaritans can believe Jesus.
有两个原因。
There are 2 reasons.
一个是撒玛利亚妇人的见证。
First, because of the testimony of the Samaritan woman.
一个是撒玛利亚人亲耳听见了主耶稣的恩言
And second is the Samaritans they hear the word from our Lord themselves
但是他们现在转过来对撒玛利亚的妇人讲
Now they turned to the Samaritan woman
他说我们信啊我们现在我们信不是因为你讲的话哦
And said that now I believe now we believe
我们亲自听
Not because of your world, because we heard the voice of the Lord.
弟兄们，这些撒玛利亚也很真啊。
These Samaritans are very true.
他说我们会信，不是因为你讲的话。
They say we believe not because of your words.
是因为我们听见了。
Because we heard.
这是讲到撒玛利亚人的真。
This is talking about their truth.
就是说，知道耶稣基督真是救世主啊。
They truly know that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
他们已来面对了耶稣基督是个救主。
They can face that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
这是心灵的敬拜。
This is worshiping in spirit.
但是当这个妇人他们听见他们说，我们信不是因为你做见证。
When the women heard the word that Now that we believe, it's not because of your word.
这个女子不讲话。
And this woman don't say anything, didn't say anything.
我的话不重要。
My words is not important.
你们信才重要。
You believe that is important.
你们信不信我讲的话是次要的。
It doesn't matter you believe or not what
I said. 你们得着基督才是重要的。
It is important that you get Jesus Christ.
这个妇人她懂得什么叫做敬拜。
This woman knew what is worship.
把人带到神的面前。
Bring others to the Lord.
把人带到主耶稣的跟前。
bring others to
能得着了耶稣基督,
that man can receive Jesus,
就够了,
that is enough.
弟兄姊妹们,
that is worshiping in spirit and in truth.
在这里人,
no man's glory is there.
人任何的地位都不重要,
no position of man is there.
真正的敬拜是把主耶稣摆在首位。
True worshiping is to put Jesus above all.
弟兄姊妹们, 他心里的深处满足了。
Deeply in her heart, the woman was satisfied. When Jesus had a position in her heart, in our heart, we'll be satisfied too.
弟兄姊妹, 你我满足吗?
Brothers, sisters, are you satisfied?
我们是不是也是每个礼拜都来聚会?
We still come every Sunday to worship?
你我的心是不是向着他而去?
Are you walking toward him?
主耶稣是不是在你的心中真的有地位?
Is Lord Jesus truly have a position in your heart?
这是个敬拜。
That is worship.
弟兄姊妹, 你我能不能面对你我的自己?
Can you face yourself?
很多的时候我们
Many times we put a mask on ourselves.
我们都有一种的东西把我们自己遮盖起来。
A cover that separates us from others.
人看我们可能很敬虔、很爱主、很属灵。
And outwardly we are godly.
但是你在神的面前,
but before God,
你的本相如何?
What is your true face?
弟兄姊妹,
may we come before the Lord.
当他的光照在我们身上,
when His light shines upon us,
如果发现我们的败坏,
if we find out our own corruption,
面对他,
face Him,
求他来拯救我们,
ask Him to save us.
拯救我们脱离黑暗,
save us from the darkness.
脱离我们的罪恶,
deliver us from our sin.
可能我们大罪不犯,
maybe we didn't commit very great things.
可能我们大概不敢去犯淫乱的罪,
maybe we don't have immorality here.
可能我们不敢去那些不好的地方,
maybe we didn't go to the wrong place.
但是现在的科技太方便了,
but the current the technology nowadays is very convenient. There can be immorality in computers. You can go to a casino in computers.
弟兄姊妹们,
you can do it in darkness. May our Lord shine upon us.
不是说我们不会失败,
not that we will never fail.
当我们失败的时候,
but when we do fail,
我们求主把我们拯救出来,
may our Lord save us.
叫我们脱离那个罪恶的捆绑,
deliver us from the bondage of sin.
叫我们能够成为一个自由的人,
so we can be a free man.
能够面对我们的神,
to face our Lord.
叫我们能够从心灵的深处来敬拜他,
to worship Him deep in heart.
在这里我要稍微说一点敬拜。
Here I will talk about worshiping.
其实神啊, 很盼望我们一家一家的来敬拜他。
And actually our Lord longing for us come to Him family by family.
我以前很羡慕那些信主的家庭。
Before I admired the family that the whole family believed the Lord.
他们一家一家的都去敬拜神。
They came to worship family by family.
那我现在也发现今天在座的我们有很多的弟兄姊妹也是一个家一个家来敬拜神。
Today I discovered a lot of us here also came family by family.
能不能在这里, 当然不是外面的啊。
Can we have something here?
能不能当你我们家来敬拜的时候
，When the family came，
能不能一个家一个家住在一起
？Can our family members sit together？
我特别是要对年轻 youth 来讲。
Especially, I want to talk to youth.
因为你们在这一段的时间是跟父母关系是最疏远的时候。
And in this time is a situation is your be most remote to your parents.
我不知道你们在家里跟父母亲讲话有多少。
Do you talk a lot with your parents?
就是若是我们能够来到神的殿中。
If we can come before the Lord.
当我们能够全家在一起。
The whole family be together.
在那里彼此带到。
And pray together.
彼此来到神的面前。
And come before the Lord.
把我们跟父母之间的距离把它缩短。
And the distance between us and our parents will be shortened.
我再说不是外面的。
Let me say that again. It's not just outside.
心灵深处靠近神。
But deep in heart.
也靠近我们的父母。
Getting close to the Lord and getting close to our parents.
同样的夫妻也是一样。
Same thing for husband and wife.
让我们的心向着神。
Let our heart facing our Lord.
也能够向着我们的另外一半。
And face each other.
弟兄姊妹，让那个敬拜神的实际。
May the reality of worshiping.
不仅仅在聚会的时候。
Not only in this place.
也盼望在我们的家庭中。
But also in our home.
如果在我们的家中。
If in our home.
如果有那个敬拜。
There's true worshiping.
这个家是何等蒙福的家。
How blessed is the family?
当他来到教会中的时候。
When they came to the church.
也会把那个祝福带到弟兄姊妹们的中间。
They will bring the blessing to brothers and sisters.
心用敬拜神，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
To worship God, you need to worship in spirit and in truth.
一面这个真可以面对自己。
In truth, we can face ourselves.
这个真也可以面对别人对我们的想法。
And in truth, we can face the thinking of others to ourselves.
这个真里面有自由。
There is freedom in this truth.
这个真里面有满足。
There's satisfaction in this truth.
这个真里面有安全。
There's safety in this truth.
然后用我们的心灵来面对我们的主耶稣基督。
Let us face our Lord Jesus Christ with our heart.
那么我们的里面就会有真正的满足。
So we'll have true satisfaction in our spirit.
我们里面会有那个泉源会涌出来。
Spring of water welling up.
你知道泉源最怕是什么？
Do you know what is the biggest problem for our spring?
是有东西把它塞住它。
It's some obstacle.
弟兄们，任何一点点的罪恶。
Sin.Is the obstacle. So that the spring cannot well up. May the Lord help us to remove all the obstacles in our heart. Especially when our Lord shines upon us. By His grace, we'll remove the obstacles.And be freed from these things.
让里面的泉源可以涌。
So the spring can flow again.
可以一直的涌。
Welling up.
让它涌得越来越多。
More and more.
让它涌得越来越广。
Wider and wider.
让它涌得越来越久。
Longer and longer.
让我们的生命越来越丰盛。
So our life will be more and more abundant.
让主在我们的心中的地位。越来越增加
so that our Lord is truly high above all in our heart.
求主恩待我们
May our Lord have mercy on us.
求主借着他的圣灵
May His Spirit
带领我们进入用心灵和诚实敬拜的真实中
Lead us into the worship in spirit and truth.
请我们低头一点祷告
Let us pray.
主你来呀。
Lord, you came.
可以改变我们整个的人生。
To change our lives.
很多的时候我们不认识自己的真相。
Many times we cannot face ourselves.
但是主你的光可以照在我们里面。
But Lord, your light can shine upon us.
因为你是真光。
Because you are the true light.
可以照出我们的黑暗。
And reveal our darkness.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在你的光中有赦免。
In your light, there's forgiveness.
有拯救。
There's salvation.
叫我们可以脱离黑暗。
So we can be delivered from the darkness.
进入光明。
To enter the lightness.
可以在光中跟随你而行。
And to follow you in the light.
感谢你可以把活水赐给我们。
Thank you giving us the living water.
让我们里面可以得着真正的满足。
So we can have true satisfaction in the heart.
也可以叫我们得着一个新的灵。
And we get a new spirit.
新的生命。
A new life.
可以来敬拜你。
To worship you.
所带领我们的人生。
Lord, lead us.
是个敬拜你的人生。
Lead us to have a life worshiping you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的尊名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.